What up? This is Chad McNulty, Hardwick Sound's number one fan, and you are listening to Hardwick Sound.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 30 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb Shadow Socks Hardwick, and we are here live in the dump with my brothers and a very special guest tonight. Let's start with, who wants to go first this week? Seth does. Okay, Seth, this is Seth the Soli Goalie. Hardwick.
Is that because of Sunday sports?
Yes, because you solely play goalie.
I pretty much do. It's the only thing.
Or maybe it's solely like S-O-U-L-Y goalie. I don't know. Either way, Seth the surprisingly good goalie.
Hey, I learned everything I know from playing backyard soccer.
Yes. The game, not actually backyard soccer in our backyard. It was in our bedroom. Hey, that was the laugh of Chad McNulty.
What's up?
Yeah, very special guest this week. Chad, you probably have lots of nicknames, don't you?
I do. I go by many. The most prominent of which is Biscuit.
Biscuit?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get back to that in just a second.
I kind of like that nickname.
Yeah. I feel like it's inevitable that we need to introduce the third Hardwick brother. It's only fair. This is Noah, the Speaker of the House, Hardwick.
Hello.
Ooh. He gets a fancy title.
He likes speakers, I guess. More about that, too, later. There's a lot of things that are going to be happening later. So Chad, you go by Biscuit.
I have, yes.
Would you like to tell us how you got that nickname?
Oh, that dates back to the year 2002. I was in the sixth grade, and a college leader in our youth group, we were playing some volleyball, and I laughed at him because he missed a shot. And so he thought, to get back at me, he was going to spike the ball in my face, in his words. And he said, "The next one's coming at you, Biscuit." And I don't know where it came from. I don't know if it was in reference to my large belly that I had at the time. Whatever it was, it stuck. And I mean, from little old ladies in the church to people at the public school that I didn't attend, everyone knew me as Biscuit.
That's great. But you have some other nicknames. Did you know that?
I have heard some. What nicknames are you referring to?
Well, I don't know. What do some of the students call you? Chadillac,
Uncle Chad,
Chad Diddy.
Chad Diddy. Chadrack.
Chadrack, yeah. Salty McNulty.
I haven't heard that one.
Andre the Giant.
Oh, I've heard that one.
Nashville
before.
Neutron.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to pay attention. You know, the kids these days with their nicknames, you know.
They're better at nicknames than we are.
Yeah, I'm not very good at nicknames, so.
I don't know. The Soli Goalie's a good one because it rings so true.
Yeah. Isn't it weird how, like, okay, Seth, you've never played soccer before, right?
Never.
Never. And yet somehow.
I played soccer one time. With the youth group at Celebration Baptist. Down the
in Haskell.
Right after they built their building.
I wouldn't call that playing.
Okay, I was running around doing.
And we were playing just a dirt area that they had scraped because they were building or.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. It was a construction zone. It really was kind of like backyard soccer.
It was like, Celebration Baptist Field. Yeah. But even Chad will admit that Seth's not a bad goalie.
Insane, which I attribute to his desire to win, and he has no fear.
I have no bias.
He has no respect for his own body. I've never seen someone lay out for shots like that.
I will take credit for that. That I, as the oldest brother, I instilled that in him.
Yes.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think so. But so, Chad, what's up? What you been doing?
Man, I've been doing a lot. I am getting ready for a baby. Baby number one is on his way. He is 2 weeks away.
Wait, y'all having another baby?
No. Just baby number one.
Okay. You didn't tell it. It was like, well, where's baby number two? I don't know.
No. Our first child is on his way. He's 2 weeks away. So getting the house ready, getting all the stuff together, getting the wife ready. And then, of course, my duties at Midtown Church where I work, keeping the facilities clean, the grass cut, leading worship for the students and our Celebrate Recovery ministry, and now preaching on Wednesdays for the students.
Yeah. So somehow out of all that, you made time to talk with us on a podcast?
I always have time for Hardwick Sound.
It's like of all the things going on in your life, this is probably the highlight of your life right now. I mean,
I've been waiting all day for this moment.
So, Chad.
Yes.
Would you consider yourself Hardwick Sound's biggest fan?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Hardwick Sound's
not only fan, because the only person that I know that gives me a run for my money is Casey Winstead.
Yeah.
But I'm here on the podcast, so I think that makes me number
one. Yeah, well, Chad, you're on the podcast. He isn't, so hey.
Exactly.
By the way, if anybody's wondering, Chad, why are there bird sounds in your microphone?
Because I am outside, breathing in the open air.
That's awesome. Can we podcast outside next week?
That sounds like a great idea.
We would have lots of cars, not birds, in our
and trains. And
well, we wouldn't have to. Yeah, the trains would just be all over the place. We wouldn't have to worry about room echo, though. There wouldn't be any.
It's very true.
Yeah, I was watching a little thing called Donkey Ollie, a review of it yesterday. Chad, you never heard of Donkey Ollie, have you?
I've never heard of Donkey Ollie.
Didn't expect you to, because it's not very good. In any case, it's kind of funny because, like, you could tell all the vocals were done, like, by amateurs, and they were recorded probably with, like, their just little, you know, USB microphones in their house. And so the characters all have these room echo sounds. And it's weird because they're always outside. And so it's like, why do you have room echo when you're outside? It doesn't make any sense.
So it's like if we started shooting a television show right now. Or not shooting, because it would be animated, but you know what I mean. We could start a show right now.
Yeah, and where Chad is inside and there's bird sounds.
A long time ago. In a backyard not far, far away.
What?
Hey, I'm starting it. Someone else has got to finish it.
Oh, I don't get it. Why are we in the backyard?
I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe because I'm in my backyard.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. See, I was going somewhere with this.
I don't get it. But anyway, Chad, how would you describe yourself for everybody out there? I don't think anybody that listens to this podcast doesn't know you, especially if Casey's the only other person. But just in case there is, how would you describe yourself?
Oh, I would say annoyingly awesome.
I can confirm that.
Just can't stand to be in a room with me. I'm so
it's
cool.
Just like every time I'm around Chad, I'm like, dang, I'm just never gonna be that cool. It's so frustrating.
Oh man. No, that's a tough one. Music addict, sports lover. I'm a tall guy, big guy, fun loving. My goal in life, typically on a day-to-day basis, is make somebody laugh, make somebody smile. I don't know. I would love to say I'm just an average dude, but I really can't, because my wife reminds me every day how weird I am.
That's fun. Hey, so last night you got to preach for our Midtown students. That was pretty awesome. I'm proud of you. I think you did an awesome job.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie.
Is that the first time you've done that?
It's not the first time I have spoken in front of a crowd or preached. I was an interim youth pastor for a little while in Arkadelphia. Not very long, but for a couple months. And then actually, back in high school, after I did Bible drills in church, they had a thing for high schoolers called speech tournament. And so I did that for 3 years, but there's just something about speaking in front of people every single time it's new. The nerves are new, and I just I tend to fall apart. Like you wouldn't be able to tell from last night, but I practiced that message 5 times that day.
Do you ghost preach?
I do. I sat in the youth room that we call the attic, and I preached to empty chairs. And not once did I cry, but dadgummit, you put a couple people in that room and I can't keep my composure.
And not one of those chairs was distracting.
No. Yeah. Not a bit.
Ghost audiences are the best, man.
They are the best. They really see you for who you are.
So last night, after we met as me and Seth, started heading home, we had a little fun incident there. Seth, you want to talk about
that?
Is that fun?
Yeah, I think it was. It was exciting anyway.
We ended up going to Walmart to get a headlight on the car.
And you want to explain why?
Oh, well, after turning onto Highway 5, kind of got pulled over by a bitten police officer.
Oh, yeah.
Who informed me that I had a headlight out, which is kind of funny that I couldn't tell that I had a headlight out, but the headlights on our car is just that bad already.
Yes. It's a problem.
Now, let me ask you, when you get pulled over by a police officer, does your heart start beating out of your chest like you're in trouble?
Seth, have you ever been pulled over by a police
officer? No, that was the first time.
Yeah, that was the first time.
I've, worked with police officers. But
yeah,
I don't think that really counts.
Fight fires, yeah.
And deal with druggos.
I don't know what it is. Anytime I get pulled over, even when I know that, you know, I haven't done anything wrong, I just, my heart beats out of my chest like I've got...
You're in trouble.
Stashed in the back.
You're going in timeout.
Like, I'm going to serve hard time because I didn't use my blinker.
What did that eighth grade guy put in the back seat of my car while I wasn't looking?
Yes,
I swear. Because
they're the dangerous
mine.
Ones.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was our fun little incident of getting pulled over by the police last night, and we were both sitting there just like, what did we do?
It's like, I know I didn't do anything wrong, but it's like, you know, I saw the police officer was turning. He was in the left turn lane, making a left-hand turn. I'm in the far right lane on Highway 5. And when I see him pull out of the turning lane and then pull in behind me and then follow me around the turn, it's like he's about to pull me over.
And then he did. This is the end. I'm going down. That was how that went down, and
it's all right though. It all worked.
It's funny, like he's like, hey, y'all need to get this fixed real soon, and so we immediately went to Walmart.
It's like, yes, sir, I'm gonna go get this fixed.
And then I got up this morning and put the new light in like first thing. So there you go. That's our respect for authority.
Let me tell you though, I'm
with it.
You could not see him walk up to the car with his headlight, his spotlight shining in my mirror.
Oh, yeah?
I could not see
him. Oh,
yeah.
Wait. How do you know this, Chad?
Oh, because they do that strategically.
Oh, so you're not saying you know this from personal experience?
Oh, I do. I mean, every time I've been pulled over, it seems it was at night, and they put that spotlight right in your mirror so you can't see a dang thing.
Yep.
It's like, they do it so you won't attack them. That's what it is. They creep up on you.
You can't see him until he's talking to
because
you.
Because those people with headlights out, you got to watch out for them. They're the real bad ones.
You got to. They're the dangerous ones. The ones that don't play by the rules.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was our little adventure. Noah, you had any adventures lately?
Well, I decided to take a... what do you call that? Impromptu, an unexpected trip to Hope, Arkansas today to go and see the Clips factory that they make all the speakers. Well, they make some speakers down there still. And I found out yesterday morning that it's the annual pilgrimage where people just come from all over the United States to go and tour the factory. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take off work tomorrow and go. So that's what I did today.
So what kind of people make a pilgrimage to Hope, Arkansas to
exactly
see
exactly the people you would expect?
People like you?
Kind of.
But more eccentric than you?
Bigger beards, longer hair, grayer hair.
Okay, I have a question, Noah. That's exactly pretty much it, yeah.
Did you get anything free out of this?
Well, actually, I'm going to get that tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Really?
Well, they have like little party favors with little bags.
Yeah, apparently there's a party favor bag, and we get it tomorrow when we go.
Are they going to give you like a speaker or something?
I don't know. I don't know what's in the bag. I kind of doubt there's a speaker in the bag, but...
Do you have to like register or?
Yeah. I think that there's also going to be like a drawing type thing too, probably where they'll give some speakers or something away.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Cool.
Win some speakers for the Lego room.
Okay.
Any exciting moments today?
Well, I mean, let's see. I started off the day by going in on a church bus that they let us borrow their bus, and they just drove us around Hope and kind of gave us a tour and like took us to Mr. Clips's old house and his work shed and grave.
Did you see where Bill Clinton was born?
Yes. Yes, we did. I think.
Wow.
That was a waste of the tour. So several Clinton-related things.
Clinton-related things?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then after that, we went to Old Washington.
Did you see
Washington.
Any Clintons? Were there just like Clinton family walking around?
If there were, they did not point them out.
Okay.
They wouldn't point them out either.
Right.
Look, there's a Clinton. Get him. No, I have a feeling all the Clintons have moved away. Yeah, probably. So yeah, pretty fun. You're going to go back and do that again tomorrow?
Yep.
So, awesome. Caleb.
I won't be here when you get up.
What have you been doing?
Well, I worked today. Interesting fact, I was helping move some furniture from some people that were moving, and we were moving some speakers, and he was like, yeah, these are pretty good speakers or something like that. He's like, these might even be Clips or something like that. And he's like, you know, they're made in Hope, Arkansas. And I'm like, you know, as a matter of coincidence, my brother, I didn't say that, but I thought that was an interesting coincidence.
That is.
So yeah, that's kind of what I did today is I got to help people, did some help moving and stuff. So anyway.
Okay, everyone be quiet for just a second. I got to open my Coke. You can put that on the show. All right, I'm back.
All right, cool.
That sounded refreshing.
Refreshing. So, Chad, I have a few questions for you.
Bring them on.
Please state your full name.
My name is Chad William McNulty.
Chad William McNulty. Wow.
Yes, sir. That's the one.
CWM.
Yep.
Cool.
I get the family middle name.
Oh, is there other people in your family have that middle name?
Both of my grandparents and then their parents and so on.
Was that their middle name or their first name?
Some first name, some middle name.
Hmm. Both of our grandfathers were named Carl. But
oh,
none
really?
Of us are named Carl.
Oh, we have, man. Like,
our cousin was named Carl, though. So, you know, I guess it would be confusing if we had cousins who were both named Carl. I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that.
Where were you born?
I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about those wonderful days in Tulsa.
Well, I was fairly young when we lived there. We moved to Nashville, Arkansas when I was 11. And so as far as my days there, it was just being a child. you know, homeschool life.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that in a second. So I think you said you've told me you're, what, 27?
Yes.
So who's older, you or Noah?
Oh, man.
Have you already had your birthday this year, Chad?
Yes.
So Chad be older this. Right?
No, Noah would be older.
No, he would be older because I don't have mine until the 30th.
Okay, let's just do it this way.
How
Noah,
old are you now?
When were you born?
December 30th, 1989.
January 2nd, 1990.
See, as I was saying, Noah's older because he'll be 28.
Wow, so y'all are like 3 days apart.
Yeah.
Wow. That's cool.
To be fair, though, that's not as weird as the fact that I had the same birthday as
Noah James. That's
that
right.
Was.
So, Chad, have you met Noah James Mitchell?
I have. And side note on that, I just watched a video today where you and Noah James microwaved a spider.
On the Midtown Vimeo.
Yes.
Yeah, we were showing that to some of the students last night.
I don't know what brought it up. I was talking with Chaska, and it just came up, and she was like, here, I'll send you the link. And I watched it, and I was like, oh, man, that's Noah.
Yeah.
That's Noah James.
Yeah, and it was so weird. Y'all were both interns that summer. You both named Noah, and you were born on the same day.
It's weird.
It's weird. Yeah. Yeah, shout out to Noah James. Then.
Here's the real question. Did you watch the time-lapse?
Of the worship room setup thing?
Yes.
Yes, I did.
Classic
video. You got
it
easy. You got it so easy.
I was going to say, you guys were doing that, and it reminded me of when I was in Arkadelphia at a church there. We didn't have a youth room, so we would use the basketball gym. Well, we would string up this big tarp, and we would essentially have worship under this tarp. So every week we had to string it up and set out the chairs and decorate the stage and all that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. I tell you, though, that will build a sense of ownership in you very quickly.
It will.
When you are the one who has to put in the labor to make the thing happen, that will give you a long-lasting sense of youth group ownership.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we need to start taking our students and forcing them to do work like that.
I agree. We'll just call them up there and we'll make them redo the whole youth room.
Let's do it. It's a great idea.
I have a bunch of eighth grade guys that could use that.
You know? Maybe not them.
If we force them to if we forced the eighth grade boys to clean up the man cave, then maybe they would be more inclined to not mess it up every week.
I don't think that'll work.
You don't think so. Seth, you had a question you wanted to ask Chad.
Yeah. So, in fact, you kind of mentioned this earlier. You described yourself as tall.
Yes.
Is that true? So.
No, I just say that for the podcast.
Well, we'll find out. Okay.
All right. It's like Dawson. You're a cool guy of an abnormal height for his age. Anyway, Seth, go ahead.
So, you mentioned that everything was, you know, askable. So, Chad, what is your shoe size?
Ooh, size 13.
13? That's all?
It's not that tall.
That is it.
Wow, you have
small feet for his height.
Yeah.
I do. It's funny because there are like three or four guys my height in the youth group all have bigger feet than me.
Yeah, yep, I can believe it.
And a couple shorter. Old Braden Wilson already has a bigger foot than me.
Man. So as a follow-up to that question, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being average and 10 being Andre the Giant, where are you?
Oh, man. Whew, I'd say around a 7.
Really?
Yeah, I wouldn't go too high.
You're putting yourself a little close to Andre there, man.
I'm right up there. My claim to fame is I can lift anything that you say I can't lift.
That's right. So I think the very first time I met you, when you very first came to the attic a couple weeks before the first time you came to Big Chill, I think the very first thing I ever said to you was I came up to you and went, I'm going to start calling you Andre the Giant. And I don't think I have one single time.
Probably
cut his hair. It ruined it.
Yeah. When your hair was longer, it was easier for sure.
That's true.
So,
I did have those nasty curls.
Uh-huh.
So you call yourself a homeschooler?
Yes.
So you must then be a Princess Bride fan.
I am.
Good. Perfect.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yes. that's great. So good. Then you're on the right track then to being on the homeschooler quiz.
Oh, man.
We don't actually have one this week because no.
I was gonna say I feel like there's so much pressure now. If you get this wrong, you're not one of us.
Look, Chad, this is only one answer. Get it right. No, so you've listened to the podcast though. You know how we deal with former homeschool adults. So
why we decided not to do it.
Changing things up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if this podcast isn't about talking to adults who were once homeschooled, I don't know what it is about. So. So what is your thoughts on our standard homeschool quiz?
I would say it's faulted. I am one, not a Cardinals fan, and two, not a fan of waffle fries, although I just ate some.
That seems a bit hypocritical. Hypocritic, whatever. Yeah. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. What would you say is your favorite baseball team?
Okay, so I actually don't love baseball.
I didn't ask you to love it. I just want to know what your favorite team is.
But I would say the Cubs.
Oh, bandwagon fan.
No. Because of the movie Rookie of the Year.
Okay, that's okay.
That is a fair homeschooler answer,
that
actually.
Of all the reasons you could like the Cubs, that is one of the, acceptable ones.
I feel like it's one of the better ones. You were a fan for life, whatever. I love them because it was a great movie.
I like how every time it's like, Gordon Schabernarver. I can't say his name.
Roman Schnodner.
There's a student in the youth group who has a name that's really long like that. And every time I see him, I just like screw it up on purpose. It's fun.
That's fantastic. And then my other, because I don't love baseball, I don't have one specific. The other one would be the Dodgers, for a while I was very misplaced and I was a fan of the Yankees.
Boo.
And the reason why is my mom always told me that my grandpa played for New York. So I was like, oh, the Yankees. My grandpa played for them. I love them. No, he played on the farm team for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Wow. Hey, that's still kind of cool. That is.
So, yeah.
First off, because that was a long time ago.
Dodgers
haven't been around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
So is that what spawned your Dodgers fandom?
Yes.
That makes sense.
When I found out, I sat my mom down and we talked about it. And I didn't sit her down.
Your mom sat you down like, Chad, we have to talk about something.
Turned me into a Yankee fan.
Chad, we need to talk about this new phase you're going through.
Oh, man. No, we were just talking about Grandpa, and she said that he played for the Dodgers. And I was like, wait, you told me he played in New York. And she said, well, yeah, Chad, he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers with Jackie Robinson. I was like, oh, well, that tears it right there. I'm a Dodgers fan.
Does he really play like in Montreal or with the?
It wasn't Montreal.
Well, that's not in New York, so that was a dumb question. But
it was. He played on a farm team. I guess it was Montreal with Jackie Robinson, and when all the racism stuff got heated up and the team started treating him like dirt, my grandpa quit.
Wow.
So
that's interesting. What was his name? Baseball historian, so I have to look this up.
Yeah, we're going to fact check this real quick.
Check it.
Okay.
His name was Robert Cahoot.
Okay, that's an interesting name.
He's in cahoots.
All right. Have you ever heard of baseballreference.com?
I have not.
It is the world's best invention. Okay, spell cahoots.
K-O-H-O-U-T.
Okay. Robert Cahoot, pitcher, 6'2", 190 pounds, born August 7th, 1921, Brooklyn from 1941 to 1948 in the minor leagues with Big Spring in the West Texas New Mexico League, Santa Barbara in, I guess it's the California League? Danville in the 3i League and Pueblo in the Western League. So he never quite made it as high as Montreal. Yeah. So,
man, that was insane how fast you just pulled that up.
Yeah. Although, to be fair, I'm looking at his stats and they're pretty legit. Like,
he was a bad man.
Like 260 ERA in 1941, 229 in 1946 when he's in B. I mean, that's pretty good.
Well, my mom always said he was good. I mean, I didn't know, but.
Yeah.
Well, now you do.
And he must have been in the war in the middle there, I assume.
Yes, he was.
So, if who knows, man, if not for the war interrupting his career, he might have made it to the bigs.
Dadgum wars.
I know.
What are they good for?
What are they good for?
Nothing.
Wow.
Oh.
Anyway, so let's talk.
Yeah, that's wild.
We were talking about homeschooling.
homeschooling.
That was the baseballing end of that question. The second part of that question is about French fries. So what is your opinion on French fries, Chad?
Okay. My absolute favorite is Wingstop French fries.
Has anybody had Wingstop? No. Okay, if you nod, okay, but you're saying no, what do you call that?
I did not.
Shake your head no?
Yeah, shaking your
so
head.
So is nod just saying yes?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you? So if you're saying no, you're
shaking your head.
Okay,
no.
So Noah shakes his head. Noah, Seth says no.
They're just seasoned fries, but whatever it is they season them with, it's absolutely fantastic.
I have to say, seasoned fries are probably right there. At the top. I might even like seasoned fries better than waffle fries, but you don't know. I mean, are those seasoned fries Christian? I mean, I feel like I'm confident that Chick-fil-A fries are. Like, it's good, right?
Yes.
My
fries have declared Jesus their Lord and Savior. and they will enter into eternity when I digest them.
They have been justified. So
I feel like we really need to write a parody article about how Christian French fries are to parody Christian bands.
Oh,
yes.
Please do.
Are you a Christian French fry or are you just a French fry who's a Christian?
Yes. That's amazing.
I like it.
I'm a fry in a French fry.
Yeah, I'm not a Christian fry. I'm just a fry in a Christian French fry box. At a Christian French fry store. Yeah. Okay.
That's amazing.
I digress.
Coincidentally, right now is where we're going to insert our commercial.
Hey, this is the moment we want to take to bring you a quick word from this week's sponsor.
Hello, this is Frankie from Frankie's Reborn French Fries, home of the positive and encouraging French fry. At Frankie's, our French fries are as Christian as the Notre Dame Cathedral. The one in France, not the one in Indiana. Anyway, we only use 100% born-again potatoes, and none of those silly Jehovah's Witness potatoes, no. Our French fries are fried and refried. Or, as we like to say, justified by faith, sanctified by oil. Anyway, then we dust them with the salt of the earth. That's our special seasoning. All to make the perfect French fry even Chick-fil-A would envy. So try Frankie's Reborn French Fries today. Thank you.
Okay. So we're back, and now I want to just ask Chad a couple more wrap-up questions, and then we'll move on into sound advice, and which hopefully somebody thought is... Y'all start thinking now about what your sound advice is.
Thank you for the warning.
And so now you'll have the opportunity to actually give something legitimate later. Okay, so Chad, why do you listen to our podcast?
That's a good question. We were on vacation for spring break, and Casey Winstead told me, "Hey, did you know the Hardwick?" Or he asked me rather, "Did you know that the Hardwicks have a podcast?" And I said, "No, I did not." So right there in the car, we listened to the podcast with Dawson, and after that, every day at work, I'd pull up the podcast and just listen all day. So it took me like 3-4 days, maybe.
Wow. Three or four days to listen to 30 episodes. Nice.
Listen to every episode.
Wow. I don't know if anybody else has listened to every episode. That's a mess.
I'm not sure I've listened to every episode.
That's amazing. Yeah, I know. Me too, right?
I was instantly hooked. I just had to know what was going to come next.
That's awesome. Well,
which by the way, I think eating gummy worms is way worse for you than eating regular worms.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. By the way, just a side note, can we get some more gummy worms or at least some gummy bears up in the attic?
We can. I'm in charge of that now.
I know, man. This is
how about some
awesome
real worms side by side?
Yeah, a jar full of real worms and a jar full of gummy worms, and those are the only snacks that we put out that weekend or that Wednesday night. And we just we Mythbuster style, see what happens.
I'm so down.
But to go the bait store.
Go to Lisa's bait shop, get some worms, and we'll just see what happens, man. Honestly, if we did that, I guarantee you there'd be some junior high boys eating some real
100%.
Worms.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
It would absolutely happen. So,
while listening to the podcast, I took notes of the questions that you guys asked and my answers. Are you guys ready for this?
Wow.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, this is dedication.
I know, right? I'm amazed that anybody would waste their time this way.
You're making me feel ridiculous.
Well,
okay,
yeah.
So here we go. I don't have anything for week one. I don't know why. But week two.
Because we didn't talk about anything interesting.
Yeah.
Not that we ever do, but.
What is your favorite fry Wingstop? Week three, what you guys talked about Christian films.
Oh, yeah.
There wasn't really a question there. I just put that I don't like them.
You don't like any Christian films?
There's a few.
Okay.
Like you guys said, leaning more toward kind of the indie films. When you get into the, like Facing the Giants and Courageous and all that, I just can't do it. I can't.
Have you ever watched Flywheel?
I have heard of Flywheel, but never seen it.
The production was terrible, but it was the best Kendrick's movie.
Yeah. I have, however, seen Buttercream Gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude's a homeschooler. And you gotta admit that's a real high quality film too.
Almost makes up for you being a Cub fan.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure I've ever met anybody who's seen the Buttercream Gang before. That's pretty impressive. Well, I mean, except for the people that we've shown it to or have seen it at church before. But
and so on a side note with the Christian movies, I put that I love the fake movie sponsor.
Yeah.
Because it fully explained the reason that I hate those movies.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. The sponsor.
About time for a sequel.
A sequel to Touchdown by an Angel? Touchdown by an Angel 2?
Insert second.
The second coming.
The second coming.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so then week five, you guys said that no one could tell your voices apart. And you guys all said you like counted 1, 2, 3. Caleb's voice was 1, Seth's voice was 2, and Noah's was 3.
Oh, now you have to go back.
I have no idea. We'll have to go back and check.
I was going to say, I don't know how we would check that.
I'll have to go back
and listen.
Insert
clip here. Flashback.
I think that we should do a quick scientific test and just say like a number each one of us, like 1 through 3, and then they can decide which person said what.
I like it. 1, 2.
3. And then there was biblical applications. Number 1, I put Caleb 1. Number 2, I put Seth 1.
I don't remember. What were we talking about?
My goodness.
I believe that's where I came up with the something beard related.
It was some kind of scripture, and then you guys...
Oh, yeah, random Bible verse application.
Made up how it applied, yes.
Gotcha.
And then skip down to week 7. Favorite thing to eat, mine is cereal.
Really?
My favorite place in Arkansas is Low Gap.
Low Gap?
So why do you like those two things?
Hold up, let's back up to cereal. What's your favorite cereal?
Oh, see, now this is going to make me sound really weird and old, but it's Raisin Bran.
Yeah, that does make you sound weird and
I love the mixture of the crunchy flakes and the chewy raisins. I don't know what
okay.
it is.
Okay.
Nope. I can't get enough of that Raisin Bran.
I mean, I like Raisin Bran too, but that is a weird choice. Okay, where is Low Gap, Arkansas?
Okay, Low Gap is in kind of the the north central part of the state. It is God, what is up near there?
It's like west
Mountain View, or
it's west of Jasper, north of the Ouachita National Forest.
Okay,
yep,
yeah, gotcha.
That's the one.
So it basically in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, 100%. We would take college trips, college fall retreats to a place up there, and we would always go through Low Gap. And something about that place, I just wanted to stay there.
That's cool, man.
Correction, I said Ouachita Ozark National Forest.
Okay, sure. Big mistake. Cool.
And then week 10 was You guys were talking about Switchfoot and Reliant K because you were going to a concert. And my favorite Switchfoot song is Nothing Is Sound. And my favorite Reliant K song is The One I'm Waiting For.
Cool. Opinions on that, guys?
I don't remember. There isn't a song
That's
called Nothing
right.
Is Sound.
That's it's not The Setting Sun. Happy is a yuppie word.
Happy is a yuppie word.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Nothing.
Way to get
sound.
Your own favorite song wrong.
I know. Right?
Okay.
It's the whole album is my favorite.
It's the non-real title track of the album. You know.
Yeah. And then just another side note, and then I'll be done. I put a side note that you guys really like ice cream because there was a stint there where you constantly mentioned getting ice cream after the podcast.
I don't think we ever did though.
Well, you
I
know,
did. I did go to Sonic once. I think
there are times it's just the only thing you can think about.
Hey, I can't stop thinking about the Oreos and milk I'm going to have when we're done.
Hey, everybody, to Chad's house for Oreos and milk. Okay,
it's at da road.
should
we give out his address like we did Rob's phone number? You know?
Yeah, that was fun. All right, guys, let's move into our final segment of the show called Sound Advice, where we give sound advice to our faithful listener, Casey. Okay. So who wants to go first? Who has something, some good advice out
Chad?
There?
Chad?
Chad? Yeah, I've got
Okay, Chad, give some wisdom to our listeners.
My wisdom would be, and it's legit sound advice, my dad always told me, work hard now so you can play later. And that has rang true in my life. So I would tell our listeners, work hard at what you're doing now so you can enjoy life and play around later.
Well, that makes me feel kind of bad about my dumb advice.
I should have gone last. Okay, rewind. You guys go first.
Okay, Seth.
You get pulled over by a police officer, be polite and courteous and do what they say.
That's
good idea.
And check to see if your headlight works.
Yes.
And hide the drugs you have in the back.
Yes.
Hide the 8th grade boy you have tied up in the trunk. Okay. Noah, do you have anything?
If you're not going to give serious advice, then you should probably go first.
Right.
Ooh.
I made that up on the spot.
Well, that's kind of like what I said last week. If you don't know what you're talking about, just go first and everybody else has to figure it out from there. That was a weird noise, Chad.
That
was. What
was
that?
I think that was Sasquatch.
It was something. It came from the woods, so that kind of scares me.
Okay. Okay, then. Okay, my advice this week is ask and it shall be given to you, because I was really badly needing some gloves, okay? My gloves were just really worn out from working. And so God heard my cry, and I found a pair on the side of the road. And they are great gloves. It's one of those things kind of sketchy. Like, I don't really want to know where these gloves have been, but
you know, neglected to mention they were covered in blood, but
it's okay. I'm willing to work around that. But yeah, seriously, these gloves that's probably like the highlight of my week has been using these gloves because they're really nice.
Hey, I'm right there with you. I found a pair of shoes
on the side of the road.
Last week I was mowing the churchyard and I was driving the mower over to the gas station to get some gas, and there were some shoes laying in this field. I was like, okay, maybe someone just set them there. They'll be right back. I don't know why you'd set them in the middle of the field. So I went and got gas, and on my way back, they were still there. They were a size 13 out of nowhere. And so
have you ever seen holes or red holes?
Yes.
Right? And so where Stanley just has shoes fall from sky. And it seems like a great.
I'm going to prison.
Yeah, it seems like a great thing. And the next thing you know, you're getting sent to Camp Green Lake to dig a hole every day.
Can we turn this into a Christian film where stuff just starts magically appearing on the side of the road when people ask for it?
Yeah. Or like on the middle where they needed a dryer and then a tornado comes and it blows a dryer into their front yard.
We'll title it Blessings.
Blessings from heaven. One time I was at school and my I always just wore really rotten shoes at school because probably because they were the only ones I had that fit. And this kid and this kid that came up to me and he was like, dude, you need some shoes? And I'm like, well, I mean, obviously I do. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to get you some shoes. And he came back the next week and brought me three pairs of shoes.
None of which fit.
That's amazing.
It is. I was so impressed. I'm like, dude, I want to be like that. That's awesome.
Mm, that guy was that was a Christian man with some Christian shoes right there.
Yeah, a Christian man with Christian shoes. Or are they shoes that happen to be Christian?
Ooh.
Oh, the world will never know. Well, I think it's time for us to sign off for another wonderful episode of Hardwick Sound. Sad, isn't it?
It is sad.
It's the saddest part of every episode when we have to say goodbye.
But don't worry, there'll be more.
Yeah, that's right. There'll be another one next week, probably.
Yeah.
Know. Who knows? You know what? You gotta give up your expectations and just hold things loosely.
I'll be faithful listening.
Yeah, that's my advice. No, that was Casey's advice right before he left. We may edit that out. Who cares?
Oh, man.
I'm sure he's listening, so it's all good.
Leave it in there.
Yeah. All right. Hey,
it just shows we are paying attention.
So, Chad, you've heard the podcast, and you know that we end every episode by giving this last piece of advice. Say it with me.
All right.
Stay safe. And don't be stupid.
Okay, that was horrible, guys. Can we try that again?
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Stay safe and don't be stupid.
That's okay. I can take Chad in the post-production and slide his audio over so it'll sound like it's in line.
We can blame that on the latency of the call.
Yeah. That's right. It probably is. You're right. All right, everybody.
I was spot on. I nailed it.
Yeah. It seemed a little delayed, so, you know.
You guys must be off. That must be it.
Yeah.
It's all our fault.
We're off beat. It's our fault. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Caleb saying goodbye.
I'm Seth saying farewell. Later. That was Noah.
See ya.
Chad, what did you going to say?
I just said see ya.
Oh, that's a good one. So long, everybody. Talk to y'all later. Look us up on the internet, hardwickpodcast.com. Listen to us and leave us some questions and do all that good stuff. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.